The Innocent, Chapter 15. It shouldn't have taken more than 4 or 5 hours to get to Harvell's from Missouri's front door. But John couldn't shake the fear and worry that fatigue would prompt a seizure in his eldest. He didn't want to put his son, or himself, through another one of those if it could be avoided. That was why, instead of eating in the car, driving straight through, they stopped 3 times en route, and the journey had taken close to double what it should have. John and Sam switching off after every stop. Dragging the car across the track to the roadhouse, John was hoping Bill and Ellen would be able to spare them some beds for the night. He didn't really relish the idea of driving the 40 miles to the nearest motel, not when he'd have to come back here to see whether the guy Bobby told him about showed up tonight. He looked at Dean's face in the mirror, screwed up in thought. He should ask him if he was okay, but he realized years ago that that word meant nothing when applied to his eldest son. Dean always said yes. He always was. He was always, and always would be, okay if asked, even though, as far as John was concerned, Dean had had the ability to be okay taken away. "Dean, there's some people I'd like to introduce to you. They're friends." His son nodded, but remained silent as he watched the roadhouse grow nearer through the Impala's dusty glass. Before he allowed his boys in there, and he included Sam in that despite the fact that Sam could look after himself, he had to find out who was inside. Some members of the hunting fraternity were seriously lacking in understanding, and he wasn't prepared to have one, either, of his boys upset. Dean watched his dad walk up to the worn wooden door and waited. He hadn't been asked to follow. It didn't occur to him to open the door and get out. Not before Dad told him to.
You been here before?
Sam didn't turn away from the door his father had disappeared through. Just quietly answered his brother's question.
No.
Dean didn't miss the restrained anger in his brother's voice, and he allowed Sam to wallow in whatever frustration was fueling this current bout of moodiness. Probably had something to do with Dad making them stay in the car. Maybe being treated like children should have annoyed him, made him angry too. The old him probably would have hated this treatment. But Dean was actually kind of grateful for the chance to think. Ever since the roadhouse had been visible, Dean had started hearing less and less from his entourage, the voices becoming more distant, more reluctant to follow. Quite simply, the dead knew that they were not welcome here at the roadhouse, and were keeping their distance. Without Dean's presence to hold them together, all but the strongest seemed to be retreating, back into the ether, back where they belonged. His constant companion was there, though, lurking, and Dean took unexpected pleasure from that. The idea that the spirit of Jefferson Marlowe would linger even while instinct, if the dead possessed such a thing, attempted to persuade it to hold back.
"Sam?"
"Yeah?"
A huff, exasperated, impatient.
"Is this place protected?"
Sam turned to him then, directed his attention toward his brother with concern, dismissing the anger that he'd been throwing towards the door their father had disappeared through.
"What's wrong?"
"No ghosts."
Sam smiled. It was unexpected. He didn't smile very often. There are so many hunters in and out. There are probably wards, sigils, spells, you name it, protecting this place. Dean relaxed back into the seat. The dead had a reason to be wary. With any luck, they wouldn't be waiting for him when he left. Sam stood at the bar watching the people. The other hunters, huddled in their own private corners. Every now and again a pair of curious or suspicious eyes would be thrown his way, but for the most part, he was ignored. The blonde girl behind the bar placed a couple of bottles in front of him and smiled, her chin jerking towards the corner where his dad was sitting with Dean. "That your brother?" Not even bothering to lower the bottle from his mouth, he nodded. Sam wasn't sure how he felt about this girl sniffing around. It was great that she was interested, but Dean probably wasn't what she was expecting. Not what she would want if she spent the time talking to him. Not anymore. He turned on his heel and rejoined his family. He didn't want to get caught up in a conversation about his brother, not when he felt so damn protective, and when he was certain that somehow she'd find some way to hurt him. And wasn't that a kick in the teeth? Dean would have not been impressed by the suggestion that he needed his feelings protected.
They got a couple of rooms out back. One of them's usually occupied by a guy named Ash, but he's away right now. Means they can put us up for a couple of nights if we want to stay.
John took the second beer that Sam had placed on the table and swallowed a mouthful before he turned to his eldest son.
You sure you don't want water or something?
Dean shook his head, content, for the moment, to sit and listen. He watched the other hunters as they cleaned weapons or discussed hunts in hushed tones. There was one at the far end of the bar who didn't hide the fact that he was interested in their presence. Dark eyes caught Dean's occasionally, lifting up the knife he was playing with, still participating in the conversation he was having with the others at his table. He was doing more than casually observing. He was weighing something up, judging, appraising. He looked dangerous, and Dean wasn't sure what to make of him.
Not drinking?
Dean looked up to see the girl who'd been stood behind the bar, smiling down at him. Before Dean could think to answer, Sam spoke up.
No, he doesn't.
Teetotal, eh? Don't see many of those around here. Before Dean could reply, she smiled, picked up the empty bottle in front of Sam, and returned to the bar.
Hey, Joe.
Dean watched as an older woman joined the girl behind the bar, the blonde smile slipping at the tone from the new arrival.
What?
Your dad wants you all back, and you can cut the attitude. You know full well that it's not going to work with either one of us. The girl, Joe, suddenly stomped her way out towards the back of the saloon. Dean almost missed the arrival of the brooding hunter at the bar, depositing empty glasses in front of him.
Same again?
Dean could almost feel the eyes boring into him as the hunter smiled, a cold, hard grin.
Nah, I think I'm out of here.
Okay. The woman cleared the bar, her tone lowered, trying to keep the conversation civil.
Do me a favor, Walker. Don't offer any hunts you think are beneath you to my daughter. She's not a hunter.
She seems to think she is.
Well, she's not.
Even from where Dean was sitting, he could tell it was a dismissal. The hunter said no more. He simply smiled, turned away, and walked out. Dean was certain that more than one look came his way before the door closed.
Jackass.
Startled, Dean hadn't realized that the woman from behind the bar had joined them.
His dad chuckled. Wasn't that Gordon Walker?
Yeah. Self-styled vampire hunter and arrogant bastard.
Boys, allow me to introduce Ellen Harvell. Ellen, these are my boys, Sam and Dean.
Ellen wiped her hands on the cloth in her hand and then threw it across her shoulder before offering her hand to Sam. She then offered to shake Dean's hand, merely nodded her head and smiled.
Pleased to meet you both.
She directed her attention to John. Bill just talked to Wilder. Seems to think Jameson's out on the West Coast. But he always calls in every couple of weeks or so he could be around any time. Just don't think tonight's going to be your lucky night.
John drew in a deep breath, a request hanging in the air, but Ellen stepped in before he had a chance to voice it.
You boys are welcome to stay here for a couple of days if you want. If John had known what was coming, he wouldn't have been so grateful.